short listen to this piece of history.
A paradise of poor lighting and faux wood paneling.
That's sexist!
Then take a unicycle down memory lane.
This is quality broadcasting right here.
Is this scripted? I don't know what's going on.
Oh, the humanity.
David M. Green.
I'm your number one fan.
I'm your number one fan, David.
Yeah, whatever.
Using his sound engineering skills acquired through the long nights panelling brain damage.
Who is it?
His name is David M. Green, and he's in Australia, of all places. And he does a show called
David M. Green's Summer Powwow.
Well, that's what I thought.
Okay.
This is the Magic Factory. I mean,
yes. Hello and welcome to the penultimate episode of Powwow in what is the Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM Australian Summer 2007-08 season of fine radio programming. Programs such as The Voice of Serbia, The Late Night News, Always on Sunday, and The Albanian Program. So this show joining a long line of other prestigious titles. Hello, I'm David M. Green, and welcome to the show. Joining me are my guests for this evening, Michael Princey.
What does penultimate mean, David?
That's second to last.
You said it at the start of the show. Oh, second to last.
Yes.
I thought it meant last.
No.
So this is not the last episode?
No.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Michael Princey, Nick Godfrey, MD.
Hello.
Hello.
David.
And of course, His Holiness.
Nathan Sherrard.
How's it all going? I never get sick of that. How's it all going?
I do. And yes, very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, that's great. Well, tonight we do have a particularly ghastly show for you, which features the lovable powwow character of Smitty. You might be familiar with his driving tips if you're a regular listener to the show, but tonight he will be attempting to host a Tonight Show and helping you save money via the medium of prank calls. We'll also take a look at a device that has the ability to solve all of mankind's problems.
That's sexist!
Sorry, all of man and womankind's problems. Plus, we'll hear in detail my qualms about restaurants in this country and my quest for the perfect eatery. Booth seating and free refills goes a long way, by the way. And apologies to the Gastronaut Radio Adelaide food program if I'm encroaching on your turf there. Plus, you can't go past my obscure 80s new wave music, my incredibly uncool no-name 80s new wave music, which tonight include the likes of Depeche Mode, Oingo Boingo, and Paul Lukakis. All of that and more comedy in both sketch and segment form on the show tonight that's too funny for the Magic Factory, Powwow, on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM.
On Radio Adelaide, you're tuned to 101.5. Pete Smith speaking.
Foxtel, Austar, and cable television networks all over the world, live from Princey Technology's somewhat state-of-the-art studios in Adelaide's fabulous southwestern suburb of Somerton Park, it's Tonight Live with Smitty. Watching Tonight Live with Smitty will surely be a welcomed addition to your nightly routine. Join veteran radio and television compere Matthew Smitty Smith as he cracks you up every single night with his cutting edge and highly topical opening monologue.
Thank you very much. Boy, are my arms tired, because I just flew here. Okay, for my second joke. What's worse than biting into an apple and finding a worm? The Holocaust! Boy, guess there's a lot of Jews in the audience tonight.
Single-handedly restoring late-night variety television in Australia, and his name is Smitty. Catch up on the latest showbiz news and celebrity gossip as Smitty displays his outstanding interview talents as he chats to only the best and brightest in the entertainment industry, as well as fascinating guests from all walks of life.
Well, joining me now, renowned voiceover artist and media personality, won't you please welcome my first guest, Tim Ray.
Thanks, Smitty. Very nice to be here.
Yeah.
So, nice show you've got here.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Maybe you'd like to ask me about my new movie.
Not really.
Whoever said variety television has nothing left to offer? Oh, maybe whoever it was hasn't yet heard about Tonight Live with Smitty. Smitty makes late-night variety live up to its name by scheduling the program late at night and offering a variety of entertaining and informative segments, like this one.
Welcome back. Right now I'm joined by Dutch street fighting sensation and avid cooking enthusiast Baz Rutten.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Baz. Mm-hmm. That smells good.
I know.
And what will you be cooking for us today?
It's your choice.
Oh, fantastic. May I ask what's in the container there?
This is porcelain. It will have sharp edges and it can cut your throat. You can cut people with it. Very dangerous. Watch out for that.
Oh, I'll make sure to.
Ah! God! My wrist! Stupid Dutch moron! What are you trying to do? Kill me?
Let me explain to you something about porcelain, okay?
I'll show you a thing or two about porcelain.
Everybody underestimates the kick in the groin. Ow! Ah.
Just when you thought the fun was over, Tonight Live with Smitty is wrapped up each and every night by some of today's hottest headlining musical acts from around the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed the show. And thank you, sir, to take us out tonight in the style of fish pudding and synthesized ambient noise, musical guest JD with their debut track, A Representation of Schizophrenia.
Tonight Live with Smitty. Available now on cable. That's right. He's Smitty. Hi, I'm David M. Green. This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. That is the name of the show you are currently listening to. Tonight Live with Smitty. We will be talking about him in a moment. We won't be talking to him. Just earlier there, you heard Paul the Carcass with Boom Boom, Let's Go Back to My Room from 1987. Not to be confused with the 2002 song Boom by Anastasia, the 1995 song Boom 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 by the Out There Brothers, and certainly not to be confused with the 1998 song Boom 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 by the Venga Boys.
That's sexist!
But we've done that joke already. Anyway, I would like to welcome to the show
Nathan Sherrard.
Have a round of applause.
Thank you.
How's it going, Nathan?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, thanks for asking.
That's all right.
Not a lot of people.
It doesn't happen that often, you know. No one wants to know about you.
Yeah, I know. It's just all about the guests all the time.
Exactly.
I really don't feel like I get enough attention on this show.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Yeah.
It's really not. Yeah.
And right next to him, it is
Michael Princey from Radio Adelaide's premier comedy show.
Oh, happy memories.
Yeah, bit of an old clip, that one.
I actually have to complain about something. That Smitty sketch. You know, how does that help Radio Adelaide, David, really?
And the other guy, get ready for this one. It is
Nick Godfrey, and it's Nick Godfrey, I believe is the way they say it with the accent. Nick Godfrey.
Godfrey.
Nick Godfrey, Nathan Sherrard.
Nick, I couldn't actually hear that because he's not wearing headphones. But have a round of applause anyway.
Hello, David.
Welcome. How's it going?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty sick.
No, oh, really?
Sick as a dog, David.
Oh, not sick as in, like, fully.
Not as in sick.
Okay.
Sick as in sick.
Okay, gotcha. I gotcha. Would you like a set of headphones? All right. Now, you mentioned Smitty there a little bit earlier.
Yes, I did.
I'm going to talk about him now. This is what he's going to do for Radio Adelaide. Hopefully he can earn Radio Adelaide some money.
Oh, well, hopefully, yeah. Because that's one thing we have a shortage of around here.
Yeah. Radio Adelaide loves money.
We do. We're all about money here.
They want piles of money out the back so they can swim in them like Scrooge McDuck.
Apparently, there used to be a show called The Financial Hour. That's how much they love money here
at
Radio
Adelaide. That's the lengths they go to.
Yeah, exactly. Insane.
Now, Matthew Smitty Smith, which is his full name, he's a character many regular listeners would be familiar with from his numerous Smitty's Driving Tips segments we've been playing all summer on the show. If not, please go to davidmgreen.com and refamiliarize yourself. But rumor has it that he's put out a range of audio tapes. Nick, do you want to say something?
We should also point out that he's a proper rich guy.
He is a proper rich guy.
Proper rich guy.
Is that right?
Mm.
Proper. Okay.
How can you not be a proper rich guy? What's the criteria for this, Nick?
Swimming in a swimming pool filled with money.
Okay. Is this old money or new money?
It's irrelevant when it was minted, David.
Okay.
It's all legal tender.
All right. Well, you know, rumor has it, he's put out a range of audio tapes. See, this is going to get him even more money.
Oh, wow.
He's put out a range of tapes containing 16 helpful money-saving phrases that are supposed to help the purchaser in his or her pursuit of a life of luxury. And apparently they're only $978.95. But they have the potential to scam or earn you millions of dollars. So for the career criminal or investor, it is no doubt a wise choice. And I do have a copy of the tapes. Here we go. I do have the copy of the tapes right here. And I'd like to test out Smitty's latest scam, latest product. And I've arranged these 16 phrases that are on the tapes onto a series of electronic buttons on a computer screen. Soundboard, if you will, and I thought we would call some businesses live here on the air on Radio Adelaide to see if we can,
This help Radio Adelaide, David? Really?
Well, we can get some money for Radio Adelaide. See, it's directly benefiting Radio Adelaide.
I see.
Hmm? But we probably only got time for about three calls.
Okay.
So, how about I do one, and then Nick, if you want to give a go, and then you and Michael and Nathan, if you want to double up and press the soundboard buttons together, because I'm sorry, you don't mind sharing?
No, I'd love to.
Okay, all right. Ready? Let's get the phone hooked up here. All right. Okay, let's go. All right. Yeah. All right. Great dialing, you. All right. Firstly, I'm gonna call an old favorite of mine. The old all-night petrol station. Those greedy oil companies. Despicable. Let's see if Smitty can get us some money. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Chrissy. Space Faces speaking.
Hi, it's Matt here.
Hello, Matt.
I was in earlier.
Yeah?
You sold me an inferior product.
What's wrong?
I just want my money back, okay?
What product are you talking about?
Petrol.
Petrol?
Sorry?
Petrol.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
It's not liquid.
Right.
It's solid. You sold me an inferior product.
Okie dokie.
I just want my money back, okay?
Never heard that before.
How long have you been working here?
3 years.
You sold me an inferior product.
I've never heard that before.
I was in earlier.
Earlier when?
I don't recall. It's solid.
Never, ever, ever heard that before in the 3 years I've worked here.
How long have you been working here?
3 years.
I just want my money back, okay?
If you can't tell me when you came in and how much you've bought or anything like that, I can't do anything about it.
I can't do that. I don't recall.
Then I can't give you your money back.
Well, thanks for nothing. Jerk. Hi, it's Matt here. It's solid.
No money this time. See how the phrases work? We call up. We demand that we're in there. Well, we say we were in there earlier. We demand our money back because supposedly we were sold an inferior product. You know, the scam is hopefully someone will slip up and send us some money. However, the 16 phrases didn't include like a P.O. box or anything like that. So I don't know, Nick. Would you like to have a go?
Oh, I'll give it a go, David.
All right, take it away.
If there is one industry that sickens me, David, it is the sex trade.
Okay.
What with its feckless idolatry and its objectification of vulgar acts, let's take it back, calling a sex shop.
Hmm.
Club X, King William Street, it's Tristan.
Hi, it's Matt here.
G'day.
I was in earlier.
Yeah?
You sold me an inferior product.
What product?
I just want my money back, okay? How long have you been working here?
I haven't sold anybody any product, mate. So...
You sold me an inferior product.
And what product was that?
I don't recall. I just want my money back, okay?
What money? Because if I haven't sold a product tonight, mate...
So... It's solid.
Look, if you want your money back...
I was in earlier.
Well, I suggest you come in tomorrow and speak to the manager, because I haven't sold a product at all. Are you sure you haven't got stores mixed up?
No.
What store did you go to?
I don't recall.
Well, if you don't recall what product you've bought or what store you've came in, how can you say you want your money back?
I just want my money back, okay?
Fair enough.
How long have you been working here?
And you can catch my good friend...
Yeah, please, sorry.
That's what happens when you don't wear headphones.
Indeed.
I got something to say, David.
All right, speak away.
You can catch my good friend Tristan Fielden on the Power Team Monday nights at 12 with his world-famous legitimate movie reviews. Also, you can catch him every night of the week at Club X on Hindley Street and West Terrace.
Mm. Yes. And that call, that ought to teach him for putting damn pornography posters in my Radio Adelaide pigeonhole.
How does that help Radio Adelaide?
I don't know.
I bet you hated that, David.
I took it home, but no money, of course. Michael and Nate,
Yes.
Would you like to call somebody?
Well, actually, this happened before the show. Every time I do a show, Nathan is always with me, and we always get pizza together.
That's
beforehand,
right.
Yeah.
It's a tradition we have.
And, we got a bad one tonight.
Terrible. I think it was Mushroom Mayhem,
I can feel it riding up right now.
You actually got a legitimate inferior product.
That's right, yeah. We actually got a bad pizza, so we're going to try this out now for real.
Why bother using the soundboard? Why not legitimately call up?
Well, I just don't feel that my advocacy skills are quite where they need
to
be.
We need professional tapes for this.
It's not like you're a qualified lawyer.
No, of course not, no.
Well, take it away. Yeah. Michael, remind us, who are you calling again?
Oh, we're calling a pizza place here, David.
Okay, live on the air.
Here we go, live.
Right. How much money do you think you'll scan?
$50,000.
Yeah, about that much. That's what we paid.
Oh, good luck.
Hello?
Hi, it's Matt here. I was in earlier.
Hello, how are you? Hello?
Yeah, you sold me an inferior product.
Have I?
Yes.
What did you have?
I don't recall. I just want my money back, okay?
Yeah, this is Bedford Park.
I was in earlier.
Yeah, what did you have, Matt?
It's not liquid.
Sorry?
I just want my money back, okay?
Yeah, but what did you have, a pizza or something else?
Yes.
You came in for a pickup.
Mark? No.
Huh?
How long have you been working here?
How long have I been working here?
Yes.
You lost me.
You sold me an inferior product. I just want my money back, okay?
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But what did you have?
I don't recall.
You don't recall?
It's solid. It's not liquid.
It's solid, it's not liquid.
Yeah.
You sure you rang the right place?
Yes. I was in earlier.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How long ago?
I don't recall.
You don't recall?
No.
You don't recall?
I was in earlier.
Well, how can I help you? How can I refund you money and we don't even know what we're talking about, when, why, or how?
I just want my money back, okay?
Yeah, well, how much money was it?
I don't recall.
Oh, that's great. You don't recall how much money?
No.
Yeah, what am I supposed to give you?
How long have you been working here?
How long have I been working here? Too long, by the sounds of things.
You sold me an inferior product.
I haven't sold any inferior products to anybody ever.
No.
That's right, never.
Well, thanks for nothing.
Thank you for nothing?
Jerk. Yes. I just want my money back, okay?
Yeah, but you don't even know how much, mate.
You sold me an inferior product.
And you can ring up anybody you like and you can say exactly the same thing. You think they're going to give money back and they don't even know what you're talking about?
I can't do that.
You can't do that.
I was in earlier.
Unusual experience.
Sorry?
This is an unusual experience.
Yeah.
You don't know what you had. You don't know when you were here. It was an inferior product. And you want your money back and you don't know how much.
Yes.
You don't know how much you spent.
No, I don't recall.
Oh, okay.
I just want my money back, okay?
Listen, you know how many people I serve a night?
No.
How in the hell am I supposed to know which one you are?
Sorry?
Sorry?
Yeah.
You're
I don't
sorry.
Recall.
You're sorry. You should be very sorry.
I just want my money back, okay?
Just want your money back?
Yes.
And you don't even know how much money you want back?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. I was in earlier.
Uh-huh, okay. I've had maybe 20, 30, 40 customers today.
Hi, it's Matt here.
Matt who?
I don't recall. How long have you been working here?
You don't even know how much money you spent here, and you're asking me how long have I been working here?
You That's sold me an inferior question. Product.
Oh, bull man. I've never sold an inferior product in my life. I've been doing this for a bloody long time. How would you know what's inferior or not if you don't even know how much you spent? Anyway, I'm busy, man. See you later, man. Interesting conversation.
Petrol.
Live censorship as well. Isn't that amazing?
You see, I think the problem there, David, was that we didn't have our name is Michael and Nathan.
Exactly.
My name is Matt.
Because we didn't go in and order it as Matt. And also, you know, he didn't know we ordered the Mushroom Mayhem.
Mm.
So we didn't have that on there either.
But you see, he did endorse Smitty's product, though, because he said, you can call anyone you like with this, and you sure can.
That's true. And say the exact same thing.
That's right.
He even interpreted the sorry. We said it twice and he interpreted it different ways, different times. It's this product is so malleable. Versatile.
That's the only place you hear that word said on FM radio today. Here, malleable, that's it.
Yeah, well, no money for us. Maybe we should get jobs or sell out. We could do that.
Hey, we could do that, yeah.
Yeah, maybe later in the show.
Maybe.
But right now, a song. This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. We will be right back.
Well now, we call this the act of mating, but there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about.
Hey! Want to be the zaniest xenophobic zoologist at the zippity-doo-dah zombie zodiac and zebra skin-wearing convention? Well, vacate that terracotta stationery factory and revise the latest edition of your resume, you libido-lacking hypochondriac member of Parliament's personal trainer. Sorry, I've completely lost my train of thought. Oh yes, and purchase this new CD, Bestiality's Greatest Hit!
I wanna be a cowboy. Cowgirl.
With all your sensual Animal Kingdom favourites that'll leave you sweating uncomfortably and staring at the rear end of a horse, including Duran Duran.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
The Cure. Gino Vanelli.
Wild horses could not.
Many more. It's the perfect gift for the animal lover who lives up to the name a bit too much.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
Bestiality's Greatest Hits also includes the theme to hit mid-90s Super Nintendo game Yoshi's Island. So now you can be just like Mario and take riding Yoshi to a whole new level.
Thank you.
reality's greatest hits gives new meaning to the phrase sacrilegious, inhuman desecration of animal rights. But if you purchase your copy today, we guarantee you'll get your comeuppance.
You have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
I hate to tell you, boy, that you have...
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
In Hornet.
So if you're a dog person, or even if you're not, you'll be hard to find enough valid reasons to prevent you from purchasing Bestiality's Greatest Hits, which is available now, under the counter from your local pet store. Just use the secret code phrase, I'm a practicing member of the RSPCA.
Bow Wow! Bow Wow!
Now with more stuff and things.
Could we go again on that? We can't. Okay. Bestiality's Greatest Hits, as endorsed by the Radio Adelaide dog. Hello, I'm David M. Green. This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. The song that was on earlier is Same Man I Was Before by Oingo Boingo. Still, I claim that is the single band with the silliest name ever. Except perhaps, was it the Ted Danson Machine? And William Shatner's pants. They're pretty funny. But anyway, Michael Prince here is with me. Hello, Michael.
Bananarama.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's a funny name, yeah.
Didn't he lead a coup in Fiji?
I think so, yeah. It was that guy.
Nathan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Nick Godfrey.
The Tony Danza tap dance extravaganza.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's also silly.
Couldn't get that out.
Yeah, no.
That's
it
how
rhymes
silly it is.
With Danza, extravaganza, Danza.
And Dancer.
Oh, cool.
Okay, now guys, and you listening out there of either gender, it's an equality thing. I'm upset. I'm not upset about that, but I am a little upset.
What about, David?
Thank you for asking. Well, this requires some explanation. Now, I'm a metro guy, not a metrosexual. Metro is in metropolitan because I live in the city, obviously. And I love to eat out. Once again, I'm not being sexual. I mean, I love to dine out at restaurants. But I am disgusted at the lack of booth seating and free drink refills in Australia. A good boothed eatery is hard to find.
Booth seating? What exactly is a booth seat, David?
A booth seat, it's two chairs that are kind of maybe 1 meter wide.
Yeah.
Wide? Yes, wide. Of sufficient depth, and there's a table in between.
Okay, and are they, like, fully enclosed, or is this just, like...
Can be fully enclosed, don't have to be fully enclosed, okay. But the kind of thing you'd see in a diner, like the Seinfeld booth.
Oh, so a booth like
a
that.
A booth,
okay.
Yes, or you might see it in a train, in the dining car.
And so there's not a lot of these around Adelaide?
No, I mean, there's a lot of fast food restaurants, but, you know, they got plastic, hard plastic chairs and metal desks. So I'm talking about, you know, a very cushy leather kind of thing with maybe some ferns that you can kind of peer through and look at people eating in different sections of the restaurant. That's what I'm all about.
Well, what started this obsession? Where were you? Where did you see these booths in the first place?
Well, I am a big fan of Seinfeld, but when I was in America, there are just booths everywhere. They're booth crazy, booth mad. It's booth city. And once you go booth, you can't go back to tables and chairs. It's great. And not only that, the free drink refills as well. Everywhere has free drink refills. I mean, like, not alcoholic, because I don't drink, but soft drink refills. Everywhere. Even really expensive restaurants. Because here, they kill you on the drinks. They're so expensive, and they're just full of ice. But, like, in America, it's you get a big glass. And then, one time when I was in a restaurant, I drank all the drink, and I wasn't going to get another one because I figured that it would cost money.
Yeah.
And the waiter came over and said... Oh, can I, I'm not going to use an American accent. He said, I'm paraphrasing in my Australian accent. Oh, would you like me to get you another drink? I said, oh, no, it's all right. And he said, they're free, you know. And I said, please, take it away, my good man. And I had several more.
So how much do you pay just for the first drink then? Like, is it the same that we would pay just for one drink, or is it a premium?
It's like a couple of bucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And do they have Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper?
They have all that stuff. They have everything. Yeah. Do you feel the same? Am I alone in this? You at home, chip into this conversation. We're listening. Am I alone, or am I crazy?
I noticed actually, David, that...
Am I un-Australian?
The booths have been disappearing. I remember there were some places that had booths that no longer have them. Yeah.
Yes, there's a certain generic sandwich restaurant in a certain Brighton petrol station, which I won't name because they're not giving us money to mention them on the air. And they used to have booths, but then they renovated the interior and they took out all the booths. And the really ironic thing about this, all this happened within the federal electorate of Boothby.
Now that is irony!
Or should we say, Boothby not?
Well, they could have been Bruths if Nicole Corns had been elected.
Well, that's a nice callback there.
A long, long callback. But actually, I have to admit, this kind of brings up a bit of a sore point for me. As I remember, back in my first year of uni, I was madly in love with a girl called Rosie Booth. And she got taken away from me too. Mm. So, you know, parallels all over the place.
You wanted to sit inside that booth.
I sure did. Somewhere for my luggage, ferns, everything.
Mm, that was we sat in a very good booth in America once. It was in Los Angeles International Airport. It had, like, very high backs and, like, coat hooks, and you could put your luggage in the top, and it had these ferns. It was like you're in your own little eatery pod. It was great. Nick.
David, yes. I do not understand. Maybe it's just because I've only experienced these inferior Australian booths. Because we all know you're a keen Americana enthusiast.
I'm a soft drink connoisseur.
But I don't get into the booths at all. I find them annoying.
Yeah?
Often the seating is too low to comfortably get in and out of.
Well, that's a poorly made booth.
Or else the table will be too short. Or else it will be too long and you can't even sit down. You got to slide along this little thing. It is stupid. What is convenient about eating in a booth?
You have not sat in a proper booth.
What is so good about it? See, you haven't explained.
No, all right. A proper booth, a good booth, has obviously the bit that you sit on is quite deep. So you're not very upright. You can slouch. And the table comes kind of right up to your chest area, so there's not that gap, and you don't have to hang off the edge. Yeah, that's all you can find here in Australia. But obviously, you have not experienced the exotic delights of a adequate booth. Obviously not.
Exotic delights.
Exotic. Yeah. How about you, Nathan?
Well, yes, I haven't gone outside of Australia, so I can't say I'm a huge fan of the booth, but they're relatively comfortable. But I've never sat on, like, an exotic one before.
You know, actually, David, you should take a leaf out of the book of famous Simpsons writer John Swartzwelder. Apparently, he is also a booth aficionado, as you are.
Really? And I haven't heard him on the audio commentaries of the DVD.
That's right. Never appears. Very elusive, almost as much as Adam Navarro. But anyway, so this guy, when they banned smoking in his favourite eatery, he actually bought the booth and had it installed in his own home. So maybe you could have your own booth at home.
Yeah, that's a good idea. My only problem is I don't have any money. I'd have to sell out. Using the radio here, I'd like to send a message to the listener. Hey, you out there listening at home or in your car, go build me a restaurant, please. And put in proper booths and, you know, poorly lit wood paneled areas. My delicatessen cornucopia, if you will. If you install booths, they will come. And if you have free soft drink refills, they will stay. I guarantee it.
Yeah. But you really are a visionary, David.
Look, I don't have a lot else going on in my life right now. I like to eat outside, and I like to eat in booths.
You should have run for parliament at the last election. This could have been your platform. It could have been your booth.
More booths for Boothby.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to end it now. Still to come, music sketches and some radio people on the talking. I'm David M. Green, and this is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. But right now, another somewhat inappropriate sketch. Forget about automatic transmission. Discard your automatic reverse cycle ducted air conditioning system. Look away from your copy of Gary Newman's 1989 synth-pop new wave album, Automatic.
Audio not found.
If you're going to go automatic with anything, make sure it's a genuine powwow, fully automatic machine gun. That's right! With a genuine powwow machine gun, you'll never not be taken seriously again. The powwow machine gun is so simple to use, even a socially disturbed middle school student could use it. Simply point the powwow machine gun in the general direction of the problem, and presto!
The situation is completely resolved and in your favor. The Powwow machine gun is perfect for all types of situations. For example, are you tired of the long lines at the supermarket? How about those rowdy kids at the back of the movie theater?
Pass me the popcorn!
Get off the stage, you suck, man! My legs!
The Powwow machine gun is also perfect for parent-teacher interview nights.
Now, Mr. Beretta, I'm concerned about little Sophie's grades.
Really? What seems to be the problem?
Well, she's failing maths, science, English, social studies, art, and physical education.
Oh, is she now?
Yes.
Is she really?
Yes.
Well, I disagree.
Mr. Beretta, what are you doing?
Oh, I seem to have run out of bullets. Sophie! Sophie, can you take care of this for Daddy, please? Good girl.
The genuine Powwow fully automatic machine gun, as endorsed by independent third-party observer Charlton Heston.
I have only five words for you. From my cold, dead hands.
Yoink.
The Powwow machine gun. You'll never know how you live without one. You're listening to Powwow.
Ow.
Now with even less censorship. That ought to teach that program director. Powwow.
Summer, you've loved listening to Powwow on Radio Adelaide with David M. Green. You've chortled at his intellectual brand of comedy, being captivated by his fascinating, insightful outlook on life, and raised a glass to his cool and ironic synthesized selection of obscure 80s new wave music. But now, he's selling out. Ditched his 1964-style parted haircut and bought himself a gallon of hair gel, some oversized sunglasses, and one of those shirts that looks like someone has spilt paint all over it. Now, he's Radio Adelaide's highest authority on chart music, clubbing, reality TV, and celebrity gossip.
Hey, what up? I'm MC Davey G.
And I'm the Prince Meister. Coming up on Powwow, we're going to be speaking with Hilary Duff about her new track and why she's so amazing.
Powwow 1015.
Where's the weirdest place you've had sex? Call now and you could be in the running for a framed photo of celebrity teen party animal Corey Delaney signed by Kyle Sandilands.
Hey, Davey, did I tell you about this? The other day I was having sex with my girlfriend and she farted.
All that and more. Coming up on Powwow with MC Davey G and me, the Prince Meister. And it's all thanks to the new KFC Angina Burger. But now, here's an oldie to kick off our one song in a row marathon. Whoa! Ask your grandparents about these guys. It's Devo with Whip It.
Powwow.
Ah! Oh, God, no! Oh, please, no! Oh, it was just a dream. Oh, thank God.
That's right, David. It was all a dream.
Michael Princey, what are you doing in my bedroom?
I'm stealing your DVD player. These bills don't pay themselves, you know. What do you think, we're on commercial radio or something?
Yes. I could use some money, though. Or at least a job. Hello there, you're listening. I'm David M. Green, and this is Powwow on Radio Adelaide. 101.5 FM. Just earlier there, we had Depeche Mode with Question of Time. Hey, Nathan Sharrett is with me.
Yeah, I am.
Michael Princey is with me.
Thanks, David.
I thought it was just a dream. And Nick Godfrey, you.
David, if you want to make money, you should become a surgeon like me.
Oh, of course. Nick Godfrey, MD.
You will make loads of money. It is coming out of my nose.
You got money coming out the wazoo.
Oh, verably.
Hey, Michael, I heard you were in Bendigo recently.
I was in Bendigo over the weekend, actually. It's one of these places where... Well, I was helping my girlfriend move there, and it's one of these places where all the women sound like Julia Gillard. And you drive into the place, and they've practically got a guy there with a banjo playing the music from Deliverance.
Did you go cow tipping?
I'm just one man. I'm not that strong, huh. David.
Even with all those Julia Gillard type characters?
Well, yeah, exactly. I'm not that strong, but yeah.
I'm sorry, that was offensive. I apologize.
How does that help Radio Adelaide? But people say that Adelaide's, you know, a backwater. They haven't been to Bendigo, David.
Hey, Nick.
Yes.
I heard you were also in Victoria.
I was, yeah. I had a gig. I went over with my Afrobeat spoken word fusion, did a kind of poetry slam.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the kind of music I imagine you would play.
Oh, well, yeah. You don't need to imagine.
Doctors love it.
Yeah. I listen to it while I operate.
Are you Dr. Detroit? Sorry, it's too obscure.
It sure is.
Hey, how was your Valentine's days? Because, you know, it was multiple.
Mine was
Nathan.
Very eventful.
Yeah? Did you buy a candy for your sweetie?
Yep, I bought myself a lot of chocolates.
Okay, single man, obviously. What about you, Nick?
I only got two words for you, David.
Yeah?
Bicycle repair.
All right. Irrelevant. I'll tell you what I did. I didn't do anything. Get this. My lovely girlfriend, Jemima, is in India. She's been there for the last 2.5 weeks. She'll be there for another week and a half. And this is the first time that me having a girlfriend has coincided with Valentine's Day, and she's out of the hemisphere. So, yeah.
Well, bicycle repair, David. Bicycle repair.
All right, well, maybe next year. But it is good, though, because I didn't have to spend any, waste any money on $200 dinners or flowers or anything. But I don't usually do that anyway because I'm no sellout. What about you, Michael?
Well, David, I did. I spent over $200 on dinner for my girlfriend. This is the day before she moved. And so then next day drove her all the way to Bendigo, and then she wanted me to come home ahead of schedule. She actually sent me on my way on Saturday afternoon. So thank you for that. 700 kilometers, $200 dinner. Get the hell out of here. Yeah. It's funny. I went to the same restaurant that I went to last year, only with a different girlfriend. So I've been there every year for the past 4 years, but with different girls. Yes. So.
Ah, Mr. Princey, your usual table. And a different date this time.
Well, what is a date other than just like a long kind of a job interview where you can out naked at the end of it, I guess. But.
Well, I don't know. I'll have to consult my Seinfeld CD to hear the full-length version of that comment.
But that reminds me, I had a job interview today as well.
You get a job?
Because
were they serious?
The listeners might know about this. I am 24 years old. I have not done a paid day's work in my entire life.
You are long-term unemployed, Michael.
I am. I consider myself the hardcore unemployed. I shouldn't even show up.
You're a career unemployed.
But it was one of those things. And as soon as I got there, the interviewer said, actually, we don't have a position available. And he must have just seen this look of relief wash over my face. And then after that, you know, I was on fire because I was nervous at the start. But after that, you know, we were laughing, having a great time, but no job.
He was all turned around. He said, this guy's pretty funny. Hey, why don't you come work for me? No work to do. I'll pay you, but you don't have to do it. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great. Yeah.
That's the life. Mm. Getting paid. Why didn't you say, how about you pay me half salary and I don't have to turn up to work?
I should have said that. Although I did think I made one faux pas because it was a job at a law firm and we're talking about, you know, demands placed upon young lawyers. And I said, I don't want to be one of these young people who's like in their early 20s and overweight and balding. And then I looked at the guy I was talking to. And, you know, so maybe I wouldn't have got it anyway if there was a job going.
Like looking in a living mirror.
That's right.
Well, you are listening at home or in your car. If you have a hilarious cow tipping story, give us a call, 8303-5000. Or you can just sit there and continue to listen to Radio Adelaide. There's nothing wrong with that. Coming up in 80 minutes, we have the BBC, hard-hitting British BBC journalism such as this.
And then we came...
Seem to be having some technical difficulties. Well, but as this is Radio Adelaide, a community station, right now, this.
Albania's favourite game show, Family Feud. I'm your host, Tim Ray. Tonight, we've got the Princey family up against the Green family. Both teams are playing for an undisclosed prize. Please keep your applause going and welcome the captain for the Princey family, Michael Princey. Hello, Michael. Are you ready to play?
Yes!
Sorry, that's incorrect. Now, please welcome the captain for the Green family, David M. Green. Hello, David. Are you ready to play?
No.
Actually, you are ready. Away we go. Firstly, let's check your buzzers. Michael and David. Okay, we surveyed 100 people and the top two answers are on the board. The question, what is the best way to support Radio Adelaide? Yes, Michael.
Oh, I know this one, suck up to the programming director.
Well, it certainly gets you on the range, but does it support Radio Adelaide? Survey says... No, no good. Over to you, David.
Call up and complain? I mean, subscribe?
Yes, that's right. Subscribing is the number one way to support Radio Adelaide. On to the next question. How much is it to subscribe to Radio Adelaide for 1 year? Yes, David.
500 Earth dollars.
Survey says... It's on the board, but it's not number one. Michael, you now have the chance to get the number one answer. How much is it to subscribe to Radio Adelaide for 1 year?
It's a bit of a pressure situation here. Is it $52 or $26 with a concession card?
Oh, complex answer. What does the survey say? That's correct! That's the top answer, Michael! It's only $52 or $26 with a concession to subscribe. David, I think you might have been thinking of the lifetime price.
Yeah.
Final question now. What number do you ring to subscribe to Radio Adelaide? Yes, Michael.
Is it 547-864-389-7215?
No. David, do you know the top answer?
8335,000?
Well, that's correct! That's the top answer! Call 8303-5000 during business hours and subscribe to Radio Adelaide. That's all we have time for. I look forward to your company the next time we play Family Feud. This is Tim Ray speaking.
What was this, like, paid for by Radio Adelaide or something?
Where's the general knowledge question?
I'm just upset. You really kicked my ass at this game, David.
Where's the rest of my family?
Well, now, we're all winners on the Family Feud.
And this is supposed to be Albanian. We're all speaking English.
Well, where is that Albanian guy? That's enough language from you, mister. Put him up.
Ow. What about the kick in the groin?
Oh my god, it's best root.
I can also deliver headbutt out of nothing. Crush it in the face. I call them weapons.
Oh, it's Callback City right here on Powwow 101.5 FM Radio Adelaide. I am David M. Green. Nick Godfrey is here.
Hello.
Mike Princey.
Hey.
And Nathan Sherritt.
Hello.
But a serious note right now. Sorry. But seriously, I, David M. Green, would like to direct a special apologies in the spirit of this time of national formal reconciliation and recognition to Radio Adelaide's prestigious The Albanian program. You may be familiar with them from all our mentions of them in various sketches, segments, IDs, and Tim's Family Feud subscriber call there. Or you may have accidentally tuned into their show. But the Albanian program is sadly no longer on the air. Seems they had their last show on January 25th, 2008, and decided to call it quits mid-season. True professionals, right to the end, and they will be missed. So please, won't you enjoy this short audio montage of some of the lighter moments from Radio Adelaide's prestigious Albanian program.
While you were the one with all the strength.
Përshëndet, me një këngë të kënduar nga Bojaçi Miri, shogun e tij në Shqipëri. Përshëndet, me një këngë të kënduar nga Bojaçi Miri, shogun e tij në Shqipëri. Përshëndet, me një këngë të kënduar nga Bojaçi Miri, shogun e tij në Shqipëri.
Albania program. You will be sorely missed. But on a lighter note, hey, check out my website, www.davidmgreen.com. There's lots of stuff there, including the podcast of this very show, as well as past sketches and interviews that have aired, and some videos as well. A website for all your David M. Green needs, davidmgreen.com, with testimonial from Paul Keating.
This is the sweetest victory of all.
Well, thank you very much. Nathan Sherrod.
Yes.
Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Michael Princey. Thanks for being
here. It has been a pleasure, David.
And also, thank you to
Nick Godfrey. And it's Nick Godfrey, I believe is the way they say it with the accent. Nick Godfrey.
Godfrey.
Godfrey. Godfrey. Nick Godfrey. Nathan Sherrod.
Stat!
Hey, we're all going to be on the evening show with Peter Gerz tomorrow doing a comedy segment. We are Roy Lama. So tune in on ABC 891 AM, ABC Local Adelaide Radio, Thursday, February 21st, 2008. That is tomorrow at approximately 8:15. You will hear Roy Lama. But that is the end of this show. But until then, and next week, this has been Powwow on Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM. Up next is Black Market Radio. Sorry, we're a little late for all your punk and hardcore requirements. My name's David M. Green, and next week will be the last episode of Powwow. So tune in for that. Wednesday night, 11 p.m. here on Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM. We will see you then. Good night.
This is the Magic Factory.